This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that President Donald Trump provoked the Capitol siege. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump bid farewell in a video address from the White House Tuesday, saying he took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. Closing out his presidency, Mr. Trump leaves behind a polarized America where thousands are dying daily from the COVID-19 pandemic. The economy is badly damaged, and there is political violence that it's been surging. U.S. Army National Guard and Secret Service police remain on duty in Washington, D.C., with hours remaining before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. Much of downtown D.C. remains a ghost town, with dozens of roads blocked off and security checkpoints and armed police and troops on standby. Presidential inaugurations are always tightly secure events, with operations led by the U.S. Secret Service, but this year's measures have been amped up after outgoing President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th to prevent the final certification of Biden's victory.